Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. We are in the book of Galatians. The foundation of the Protestant Reformation. Martin Luther, as I've said earlier, said he was married to the book of Galatians. This was a church founded by the preaching and teaching of the Apostle Paul personally. It wasn't to a congregation like the Romans, whom, for the most part, he had never met. This was one on his missionary journeys that he founded himself. And he writes this letter, I believe, and I don't think there's any question about it, with some anger. And anger, you know, the scripture says, be angry and sin not. He was angered because there were some that came into this congregation who were perverting the truth of the gospel. That is, the grace and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says he didn't receive this gospel by man, neither was he taught it by man, but he received it by revelation of Jesus Christ, wherein he spent 3 years in the desert being taught by Jesus. That's where he says he got this gospel, this good news from Jesus Christ himself. And Paul's angry. You know, you want to hear a little bit of his anger? Listen to the first part of this series. The second message talks about how the first council of the church came together and what it determined. They could not dissuade Paul of the simple message of the good news. They gave him the right hand of fellowship. Go your way, Paul. Only remember the poor, the Ebionites. That was a sect of the church in Jerusalem. The poor. And Paul said he was more than happy to do that. And we went further into the second chapter last week, last message. Paul talked about the peeping Toms who came in and tried to find out whether or not Titus was circumcised. You know, this circumcision, it is a type, it was an outward expression of adherence to the law of God. And Titus wasn't circumcised. And, you know, they question him, and Paul says, and that because of false brethren, unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, our freedom, which we have in Christ Jesus, as a Christian, as a he or she who are Christians, they are in Christ Jesus. to spy out our freedom which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. Another type of the law. To whom we gave place, Paul says, by subjection, did we submit to that which they were putting forth? Paul says, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. My children, Paul's talking to his children in this church at Galatia. But those who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, make it no matter to me. God accepts no person, for they who seemed somewhat in conference, they added nothing to me. Paul got his message. Now, you know, the apostles, those who followed and lived with and heard the teaching and preaching of Jesus Christ during his earthly ministry, who on the day of Pentecost were all of one accord, on whom the Holy Ghost came. Now, think on this for a minute, folks. They were baptized into the Holy Spirit, or by the Holy Spirit. And yet, Christ had to call Paul, one, he says, who was born out of due time, to preserve that gospel, that good news, for which Jesus gave his life, had to be preserved, because these who, look, I'm not questioning for a moment the testimony of the Holy Spirit of God on the rest of the apostles, but they did not get the message. You know, Paul's telling the story of that church council, that the gospel to the uncircumcision was committed to Paul, and the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. Are there two different gospels? No. Paul says that in the first chapter. Those who preach another gospel, which is not another gospel. There's one gospel. So, last week we finished in the 11th verse of the second chapter. It says, but when Peter was come unto Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. He was blameworthy. Worthy of blame. Why? He says, for before certain came from James, Jerusalem, he did eat with the Gentiles. He communed, he partook of his food, whatever food was served to him in the manner of the Gentiles, Peter partook. He did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, who? The people, the certain who came from James, the church of Jerusalem, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. Now, folks, we're going to encounter this term circumcision several times in this epistle to the Galatians, and I want you to understand it is an outward sign of performance, adhering to the law. What law? The law of Moses, not just the Ten Commandments, the other 613 that are found in the Pentateuch, of which no man ever performed them personally, perfectly, and perpetually, save Jesus Christ himself, who was the law personified. He withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. I want to tell you right now, I don't fear the circumcision. I don't fear those who would add something to the good news of Jesus Christ. I don't fear those who all evangelical churches agree. Jesus saves, and that by faith. And then they add the buts. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. Now, I don't know where the King James translators came up with this word to translate the Greek word. I'll just give it to you. Hypocrisies. What does that sound like? Just almost a transliteration into English. Hypocrites. Hypocrisy. The hypocrite in the Greek dramas used to come out with a mask covering who he was as he would point to the crowd and accuse them. They called that actor a hypocrite. Think on this, folks. Think on this. Excuse me. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if you being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles, you were doing that, Peter, till those who came from the church of Jerusalem showed up, after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why do you compel thou the Gentiles to live as Jews? Folks,